Finally today, you remember Morrissey, right? Moz, to his friends. The melancholy singer from England who got his start with the Smiths back in the 80s.
I was looking for a job and then I found a job. And heaven knows I'm miserable now.
Well, they certainly love Morrissey in Los Angeles, especially in the Mexican parts of town. Yep, Morrissey has a lot of Mexican-American fans. And if you're wondering why that is, you gotta meet Jose Maldonado. He's a Mexican-American lead singer for a Morrissey tribute band called the Sweet and Tender Hooligans. First, he recalls how he became a Morrissey fan.
I was in a record store, and this was about 1985, 1986 or so. And inside there, over the speakers in the store, they were playing the album "The Queen Is Dead," and it was right in the middle of Cemetery Gates. And I, you know, kind of stopped where I was browsing for a minute just to kind of listen to this very unique voice. Nothing had ever touched me like that before. Nothing had ever really, reached out to me and tapped me on the shoulder and lyrically wrote the story of my life, the feeling that feeling that all Morrissey fans get when they're 16, clumsy and shy.
16, clumsy and shy. I went to London and died.
From that moment on, after going through that album, I had to go through every other album and then find every 12-inch single and then find every magazine article ever written about the Smiths and Morrissey. And then finding out who Morrissey's influences were, literary and otherwise. And yeah, I became immediately obsessed with this fantastic group. There are certain parallels that Morrissey growing up a son of Irish immigrants in Northern England, the parallel of growing up Latino in Southern California is not unlike that same experience. There is that sense of, certainly in my regard, amongst my Anglo friends, I wasn't quite Anglo enough. And around my Mexican friends, I wasn't quite Mexican enough. So I didn't really fit into either compartment. So maybe that is that one thing that a lot of us feel that we gravitated towards. I don't know. Maybe there is something to the fact that we as Latinos grow up in Catholic backgrounds. They grew up in Catholic backgrounds. Latinos in Southern California, we grow up sons and daughters of working class families, as do they. And, our families love soccer and boxing. There's just maybe something about that we kind of connected with. I could not have scripted it better if I had ever, scripted out the idea of how it would come to me that I would meet Morrissey. The stars were in the right place, and I was at literally the right place at the right time. It was 92, 93 or so. We had just finished up rehearsing. Immediately after rehearsal, we would go up the street to a place where they were having a rockabilly band performing every single week. And then one Thursday, just like any other Thursday, there he was with his bandmates, just hanging out, watching this rockabilly band perform. And at the time, everyone was mobbed around Boz Brewer because he's the big name in rockabilly. So he's the most popular guy in the room. Meanwhile, Morrissey is by himself, unbothered and untethered and drinking a Corona. And I froze. I said, how could this be more perfect? Not only will I be able to walk up and shake his hand and meet him, I'm going to have him all to myself, you know. So I gathered myself, I collected, and I said, listen, don't blow this, you know. So I said, well, first go to the car, get a CD, then you've got something for him to sign, and then, you know, that's your excuse to go up and talk to him, you know. And so, you know, I said, please make that out to Jose. And after our little exchange, I said to him, you know, Morrissey, I had always rehearsed what it was I would say to you if I was ever lucky enough to meet you. And now that I have this chance, I just wanted you to know that every single day of my life is always just that much better because your songs are always a part of it. And I managed to get most of that out without completely sobbing and crying in front of him. But he looked back at me with genuine sincerity and he said, "The feeling is entirely mutual because every day of my life is always that much better because there's people listening to my songs."
Wow, what a great story. Jose Maldonado, lead singer of the Morrissey tribute band, The Sweet and Tender Hooligans. He spoke with the world's Bradley Campbell. We leave you with The Hooligans and their Spanish language version of Morrissey's Let Me Kiss You.